Now, can you talk a little bit about what's been seen in terms of EGFR mutations, the types of mutations, and how that relates to factors such as non-smoking?
So these mutations that are present in EGFR are mutations that increase the activity of the receptor. So the receptor is a kinase. It's kind of like Pac-Man. It has an activity. It's doing something. It's chomping away, phosphorylating things. These mutations pump that up even more, revs it into a higher gear. And that's probably what allowed the cancer cell to develop in the first place. That's what made the cell become a cancer. And that's why it's addicted to it. And so when you inhibit it, everything goes kaput and the cell dies. These mutations are specific genetic changes that result in amino acid substitutions in the kinase that increase its activity. There's two main types of mutations, an exon 19 deletion, which is a deletion of a few amino acids that activates the protein, and there's a substitution in the activation loop of the kinase that activates the protein. But the main thing is that these things really rev up the protein so that the cell was able to become a cancer.